Blog Talk Radio.
Coming live from Pittsburgh.
Good evening, Inside MLB fans. It is Tuesday, April 5th, 2016. We have an exciting episode ahead of you, so let's get started. And as promised yesterday, we'll be talking about how to rebuild the Rockies, because they are in a state of dismay right now. And we're going to talk about how they can get out of that state to be a contender possibly next year, because that's theoretical we're going to try to do on this show. Second half, we'll be moving into 10 suggestions to Commissioner Rob Manfred on how to make baseball a better game. Because right now, yesterday, Bryce Harper, he wore a hat in his post-game press conference, said, make baseball fun again. Carlos Correa released a first-person essay saying, we are stuck in the past. There's just no progression in baseball right now. So I'm going to talk about how baseball can progress, how baseball can become fun again. That will be the second half of the show. And if we have time, we'll talk about the magical back-to-back-to-back home runs by the Giants with Buster Posey, Joe Panic, and Hunter Pence. No, the Nards Band. We'll talk about that if we have time at the end. But right now, we got to get into this Rockies rebuild talk. And I think it's sort of strange because, let's admit it, the Colorado Rockies do some weird things. I mean, whether it's reorganizing the front office in a way that puts the GM in charge of the farm system instead of the major league roster, or having the new GM put an office in the clubhouse, they operate in a way that is unusual for an MLB franchise. Their owner just doesn't understand how to run a franchise. I mean, it's not that hard. The person that's subbed to the GM should not be running the farm system. I'll give you an example. Let's say Bill Gates, CEO, former CEO of Microsoft. You're not going to demote him to be the head of the mailroom, are you? And that's what the Rockies owner is pretty much saying. GM, go be in charge of the front office. Then the person who should be, no, farm system. And the person that should be in charge of the farm system is operating as a GM. It's just not the way an MLB franchise that we're accustomed to seeing. They're just not the number one. Obviously, this is sort of strange, though, because it's just that they always do strange things. I mean, even their player personnel decisions can be a bit odd. Heads were starting scratched a couple years ago after the team made Michael Kadire a qualifying offer on Monday. Obviously, he went on to sign with the Mets a couple years ago, but, like, they were not a good team that year. Finished well below 500. And guess what? They go around, give Michael Kadire the 16 point whatever million dollar qualifying offer it is, while their whole front office is messed up, their front office is messed up, their player personnel decisions is messed up. And where does this tend to go to? It tends to go upward. It tends to go to the president of the team and the owner of the team. Obviously, the only way I think things can change, which we're going to talk about what the owner should do, could do the change. But right now, the Rockies, they're just stuck around going in circles. They're going to be going in circles forever because they're an environment that does not attract good pitchers and probably doesn't attract many players at all, because honestly, everything's messed up in the front office. Nobody wants to even talk to them. So the fact that that's true, and the fact that the owner is not willing to sell the team, because the only realistic way, I mean, we can talk about theoretical changes that the owner can make, because at the end of the day, the owner makes all of the decisions, if he wants to. At the end of the day, he has to sell the team, or somebody has to buy him out. In my mind, that's really the only way the Rockies can get out of this funk that they're in right now. And really, the big knock on the Rockies is that they seem unable to commit to a direction or a purpose. Okay, again, they have the person who should be the GM, in charge of the farm system instead of the major roster. And they have the new GM put in office in the clubhouse. They put the person who should be the new GM, they put him in the clubhouse as a manager, Walt Weiss. And the person who should be the next GM in charge of the farm system, front office, it's messed up. Farm system, messed up. Trevor Story, though, if you saw him last night, he hit 2 home runs off of Zach Greinke in his major league debut. And Zach Greinke is supposed to be all that. So that's just something good about the Rockies right now. And Trevor Story will obviously be taking over for Jose Reyes in the future. But what I want to talk about is the fact that they made that qualifying offer a couple years ago. They made the qualifying offer to Michael Kadire. He obviously went on to sign with the Mets. Not saying that he signed with the Rockies. But the fact that they did that is the fact that they're not able to commit to direction or purpose. Let's talk about this. The Rockies, they traded Troy Tulowitzki, but didn't trade Carlos Gonzalez. Why? Troy Tulowitzki has a larger contract and could be considered more injury-prone, maybe even a worse player. Why do they want to keep Carlos Gonzalez, Cargo? Why do they want to keep him? They're just not able to commit. Their front office isn't able to commit because it's messed up. And again, unless they get the front office fixed, because at the end of the day, if the front office is not good, their player personnel decisions aren't going to be good. That's just what's going to be at the end of the day. And they've lost for several seasons in a row now. Let me see how many years it is. They've lost 5 straight years in a row. 5 straight losing seasons. They've been unwilling to attempt to rebuild, rebuffing offers for not just their star players, but for expensive role players like Jorge De La Rosa. Why is he still on the team? If you're trying to be a rebuilding team, you shouldn't have guys, expensive guys, who are just playing a role on the team. They're not a superstar like Carlos Gonzalez or Troy Tulowitzki was. They're not Nolan Arenado. They're Jorge De La Rosa, a pitcher who technically is your ace, but if you put him anywhere else, he's not your ace. That's just how poor the Rockies' pitching is. And if you have poor pitchers anywhere else and you put them in Coors Field, they're going to be even worse pitchers. And he was overpaid because he was a bad pitcher in the first place, paid to come to Colorado because they thought, hey, this is the best we can get, so we're going to overpay for that. Right? The front office is messed up. I'm going to say that over and over again. Michael Kadire didn't make sense. The owner doesn't make sense. This Jorge De La Rosa fact that he's still on the team, it doesn't make sense. Carlos Gonzalez still on the team doesn't make sense. And again, Michael Kadire last year, he signed with the Mets, so that's probably good for them. They got a draft pick in that. But honestly, if the Mets didn't sign him, he'd be right back with the Rockies for $16.7 million. Why would they want somebody so expensive on the team when I think, and the whole world thinks, 5 straight losing seasons, that they need to rebuild, but they're not able to commit to that in any organization. You can look over the past. If you're not able to commit to one direction, if you're not able to commit to one purpose, the fact that they need to rebuild, it could be a long, long, long time before they win the division, even before they make the playoffs. A long time. Because they're going to have to get stuff figured out. And again, if they're just running around in circles below 500 every year, making dumb decisions in the front office, obviously that leads to bad player personnel decisions, it just won't work out for them. That's what happens at the end of the day. Again, the qualifying offer worked out for the Rockies a year ago since they got a draft pick in that. And they'll have a hopefully a successful player in the future because of that. And again, Ken Rosenthal, he has been reporting things over the offseason, and it feels like Carlos Gonzalez has been on the trade block for a long, long time. And it just feels like nothing's ever pinned out. The Rockies have wanted too much for him because they think he's the best player around. He's a good player. I'm not knocking that off of him. I mean, I think the Rockies did well when they got the trade for Troy Tulowitzki, mostly because they had to eat a bad contract in Jose Reyes's. But if they want to be a rebuilding franchise, they're going to have to get Carlos Gonzalez out of there. It's just a fact. Because he's going to be a free agent pretty soon, and it's just going to be a lost cause. Because the Rockies literally just going to sign that contract for no reason. Serve no purpose. Because if you're not playing in any meaningful games, what's the purpose of having a meaningful player? The only purpose that he serves right now is a trade chip. And the Rockies have to realize that. They have to see that they need to trade Carlos Gonzalez before his value is gone, before he's not even a Rockie anymore. He's on another team signing a huge contract. They need to trade him. And I think they might have to deal with what they did with Troy Tulowitzki. They might have to eat a bad contract. So here's what I'm proposing. The Rockies trade Carlos Gonzalez to a team for another bad contract. But with that bad contract comes a prospect. Just like that. Carlos Gonzalez gone to get a prospect, and then they'll just get rid of the bad contract in a couple years, and he'll be gone. And you don't let teams know that your two best players are finally available if you don't think there's a real chance you can trade either or both. And so it seems like the Rockies are finally ready to shake things up and try something different. Because the Tulowitzki trade sort of shed light to what they're trying to do. They seem like you're rebuilding the organization right now. But the fact that Carlos Gonzalez is still on the team, the fact that Jorge De La Rosa is still on the team, makes me wonder, where are the Rockies going? Are they going one of their spin cycles again? It just doesn't make sense. And again, last year, so why make the 35-year-old Kadire a qualifying offer if you're planning on blowing things up? What if he did accept that qualifying offer and you have him under contract for $16.7 million? You had Troy Tulowitzki on contract last year, Carlos Gonzalez, and you're planning on blowing things up. What's the point of doing that? I know you want to keep your fans coming out, but at some point, screw the fans. I know that's what it comes to at the end of the day, but the Rockies have to realize the fans are not everything. They'll be everything when they do well. They're not going to have good attendance. They don't have good attendance. They put in a super cool stadium in April and May. Nobody wants to even go to the games, let alone go to the games later in the season, because they're so far to contention, it's not even fun. It just really isn't. And because the calculations for making a qualifying offer for a rebuilding team are quite a bit different than for a team that expected the need to maximize payroll efficiency. Simple. The Rockies need to maximize payroll efficiency. Keep the players that are going to be stars. Keep guys like Nolan Arenado. Keep Charlie Blackman. Keep Ben Paulson. Keep guys like that, because that's what's going to help you down the road. Not Carlos Gonzalez, not Jorge De La Rosa, and obviously Michael Kadire wouldn't have done anything last year anyway. And again, the qualifying offer was upped from $15 million last year to $16.7 million this year. So making him that offer, when most teams saw you be in the $10 million range, when they were going to pay him $15 million, what are they doing? Again, unable to commit in a certain direction or a certain purpose. That's the byline at the end of the day. That's what you have to look at. Because he'd be overpaid $5 million if he actually did accept that offer. And again, having an overpaid player on a team that teams don't even want in the first place besides the Mets, it just shows how bad the front office is, how bad the personnel upstairs is for the Rockies. Again, owner, I'm going to say this. If you're listening right now, you might want to consider selling the team for what you got right now, because your team isn't going anywhere. Not going anywhere. I know you're getting all these revenue shares from Major League Baseball and all that. But honestly, if you don't fix what's wrong right now, it's going to be a long time before the Rockies ever even sniff contention again. I will take a quick break on Inside MLB, but when we come back, we're going to keep talking about how the Rockies can rebuild.
We'll be right back.
So I've been doing some thinking when we're talking about The Rock, his rebuild, and possibly why The Rock is actually did offer that qualifying offer to Lakeland Cadet last year. I think they did it because they wanted to flip him for some prospects later in the year. And that's just what I think is going to happen. And again, if he turned down the other offers from other places, he could definitely have ran back to the Rockies and got that $15 million contract for 1 year. It could have been that. But again, if they were willing to trade Tulowitzki, and if they're trying to trade Carlos Gonzalez, what was the point of trying to keep Michael Kadire? I see where they come from. Either they get him and they flip him for prospects, or he goes and you get a draft pick. It might make some amount of sense, really. And honestly, if you're willing to blow things up, it's better to have expensive trade chips that you can pay down and trade rather than having a bunch of unspent money that no one wants to take. And what rebuilding teams, what they're supposed to do? Low-cost, high-reward guys who they can flip for prospects later in the year. That's the goal for rebuilding team in the offseason. Because if you have money to spend, you might as well spend it. And pretty much what you're saying when you're spending on a low-cost, high-reward kind of guy, you're spending money on the prospects that you're going to get in the future. That's pretty much what they're doing. And most of those deals happen to be 1-2 years max, right? And while it might seem counterintuitive, the qualifying offer to Kadire actually makes more sense in the wake of the news about the availability of Carlos Gonzalez. It seems like perhaps, maybe, new GM Jeff Bridge has finally convinced ownership of the need to rebuild. And perhaps the Rockies can start to commit to direction and stick with it for once. Jeff Bridge, he might be the savior for the Rockies. He might not have been the guy that should be running the organization. Farm system director, I think it would be more appropriate for him. If you look at it like that, I think Jeff Bridge, again, could be the savior of the Rockies. He could finally convince ownership the need to rebuild. Okay, he figured out how to trade Tulowitzki. Great job. And if Gonzalez, if he deals with another injury again this year, and he has proven to be quite fragile, they better put him on the market pretty soon, because if he gets injured and his value shot, Jeff Bridge is going to make a big mistake. I mean, you got to – a lot of teams, though, want to prove that Gonzalez can be healthy before accepting the bid, right? You want to see if their guy's healthy before actually submitting the offer, actually going through with the offer. And Gonzalez for the Rockies, best case scenario, he gets off to a hot start. And let me check one thing right here. I'm going to check how Gonzalez fared yesterday, because that might actually be important. Okay, let's go into this. Because if Carlos Gonzalez had a good day yesterday, it could mean something going down the line. Because obviously, if he has a good day, it's good for the Rockies, because all his trade value will be up. All will be higher, so it will be easy to flip him. Obviously, Trevor Story had an amazing day. Carlos Gonzalez, let's get over him. 2-for-5 with an RBI. Okay, so pretty good start for the season, right? Pretty good start, and I think that's absolutely perfect. That's exactly what the Rockies needed out of him. That start is perfect. Absolutely perfect. If he can prove to be healthy for a month, Jeff, you better flip him as fast as you can. You better be taking bids all April long. All April, if you want to actually commit down this direction. Another guy you might want to trade, Jorge De La Rosa. Why is he even on the team? Doesn't make sense. He's an overpaid role player. I just don't even understand why Jeff keeps him around. I mean, obviously, it's not that easy to find a trade partner, but ideal scenario, trade cargo and, trade cargo and Jorge De La Rosa, right? That would be the ultimate. That would be perfect. And I think that the Rockies just need to realize, Jeff Birch needs to realize, that he needs to take over. He just needs to step in. Say, hey, ownership, this is my team. You hired me to be the general manager of this team. I'm doing this. I don't care what you say, and you can fire me if you want to. Because, Jeff Birch, if ownership is not letting you do what you were hired to do, it's better for you to not be there than it is for you to be there. Right? And that just is sadness of the Rockies, and that they need to rebuild. All right, so that's just talking about the Rockies rebuild and what they can possibly do. Again, trade Cargo, trade Jorge De Losa, possibly sign free agents, low cost, high reward, flip them for prospects. That's exactly how every team that's rebuilt has done it. So we have to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the 10 suggestions that I think Rob Manfred should take into consideration.
Home.